University of Warwick podcast series on well-being, developed by the Counselling Service. This episode is focused on managing anger.
Anger is a natural human emotion that can be experienced in varying degrees at different times in your life. Mild anger is often expressed as irritation or annoyance. However, for some, frequent and intense episodes of anger can seriously affect everyday life, having an impact on health, social life, study, and personal relationships. Uncontrolled anger can lead to arguments and physical fights. It can cloud thinking and judgment and lead to actions that are unreasonable or irrational. Learning how to manage feelings of anger can improve the quality of your life. When anger is hidden or buried, it can lead to eating disorders, self-injury, low self-esteem, as well as other things. People get angry about different things, big and small, such as work frustration, broken relationships, or premenstrual syndrome. The purpose of anger is to keep the mind and body stimulated and ready for action in stressful situations. The body releases stress hormones which increase heart rate, blood pressure, temperature, and breathing. However, when the body has to cope with large amounts of stress hormones, it can weaken the immune system and lead to illness. It's important to deal with anger in a healthy way that doesn't harm you or anyone else. Try to recognise when you are getting angry, noting any physical changes, such as heart rate rising, tension in the shoulders, and think about how you were feeling. If it's appropriate, you might try making a log of the situations which provoke your anger and how frequently they occur. Take time to calm down, breathing in and out more deeply, and consider how you might deal with a problem. It might be best to remove yourself from a potentially explosive situation if you feel you might not be able to remain in control. Reduce some of the general stress levels in your life, which you know might be causing the problem, by making small lifestyle changes. Be constructive and discuss with others why you're feeling angry, taking ownership of your feelings. Speak slowly and clearly, rather than making demands, and others will respect you and listen to what you have to say. It's important to try and understand what makes you get angry, and perhaps try to resolve some of these issues, as they may be from the past and are unresolved. Try a visualization. Imagine a set of traffic lights in front of you. Whenever you feel yourself starting to get angry, see the lights on red, reminding you to stop what you're doing. Breathe, pause, think, analyze the situation, consider your options. Breathe again. Then see the amber flashing as you mindfully choose your course of action. Then see the traffic light change to green so you can go forward with care and calmness. So, what might help you to manage your anger in the longer term? Exercise, as this increases positive hormones such as endorphins, which help to reduce stress. Running, swimming, walking, yoga and meditation are just a few. Breathing exercises help to calm and focus the body and mind. Relaxation exercises help to reduce stress levels. Massage is useful in reducing the stress in the muscles. Listening to calming music can help to lower the heart rate, blood pressure and reduce stress hormones. And talking and discussing your feelings with a friend or professional can help you get a different perspective on the situation.
Please see the Warwick Counselling Service website for further information and links to sources of support both within and outside of the university. You may also find it helpful to talk to a counsellor in the service. We offer individual appointments, group therapy, email counselling and run workshops throughout term time focused on specific issues. You can register for counselling directly on the website or or telephone the service on 02476 523 761.